From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a warning about U.S. security threats. The head of U.S. National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday the United States faces an array of security threats this year, including the area of cybersecurity.
Cyber criminals remain the most pervasive cyber threat to the U.S. financial sector. They use cyber to conduct theft, extortion, and other criminal activities.
Speaking to the Senate Armed Services Committee, Clapper, in his annual assessment, said the Islamic State remains the preeminent terrorist threat in the world. The Director of Defense Intelligence Agency said the IS group aims to carry out more attacks in Europe this year. He also spoke of the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and missile ambitions.
In early January, North Korea issued a statement claiming that it had successfully carried out a nuclear test. And a couple days ago, they conducted their sixth space launch. This launch was the second launch to place a satellite into orbit. The DPRK displayed a new or modified mobile ICBM during their recent parade, and its 2015 test of a new submarine-launched ballistic missile capability further highlight Pyongyang's commitment to diversifying its missile force and nuclear delivery options.
Director Clapper said North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor and equated Russia's global assertiveness as another Cold War-like spiral. Kenya's Olympic team held out the possibility it may not attend the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro this year because of the outbreak of the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne illness may be linked to birth defects, prompting concerns among athletes and sporting officials. Kenya's Olympic Committee chairman said his group is preparing to attend the Games, pending decisions of Brazilian and Olympic sporting authorities. This is VOA News. A suicide